I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
Hey, it's John Jay. You're about to listen to today's full show podcast. Once you're done with this and you want more John Jay and Rich, go to johnjayandrich.com and check out our whole family of podcasts. Behind the Glass with Bill and Delaney, Afterwards, How to Become a Terrible Person with Grant, and so much more. They're all at johnjayandrich.com.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped the
switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
It's John Jay and Rich. You can call us right now, 877-937-1047. Jump on the air with us. You can text us. Text JJR in your message to 96893. You know, scary movies are everywhere. They're saying that during this holiday season and Halloween season, you know, trick-or-treating and people getting in costumes, there's going to be a lot less of that. But scary movie watching is up through the roof. And there's no better person that has been talking about it more than Suzette. Suzette's been talking about how her husband, Mr. Baby, they wanted to watch all these scary movies. The number one scary movie they voted of all time is Sinister. You know, and you watched that. But what are the repercussions of that, Suzette?
Mm-hmm. I'm living a paranoid life now. Thanks to my husband, Mr. Baby. So he wants to start this tradition that he wants to watch a scary movie, a horror movie, every single day in October. And I'm like, cool, that sounds cool, because I get to pick 15 of the movies, and then he gets to pick the rest. And he's like, and this is how he sold it. It could be like Halloween Town, like the Disney movie, and Edward Scissorhands, you know, that's not that scary. It can be those type of movies, like Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, all right, cool, like I'll pick those type of movies for sure. But he's going for Annabelle, Conjuring, The Nun, Sinister, all those type of movies. And so I try to power through these movies at night when we're watching them. And it's hard. I can feel my heart beating fast. And it's like, right, this is what I'm going to sleep to. And just thinking of those monsters and everything. So we watched Sinister, that was like rated the scariest movie ever. But then Mr. Baby was like, I've seen this before. I don't think it's that scary. But because it came out as the scariest movie, we have to watch it. Joey Bradfish saw it. He's like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. We were talking about it. Someone messaged me on Instagram. Yeah, that movie's not that scary. So I kind of went in not expecting a whole lot from this movie. Nah, that whatever article was right. That is the scariest movie I've ever seen. And I don't know what it is about it, because it's just kind of like Conjuring and all those other movies, but it's something about the soundtrack. It's just unsettling the entire time. So now, when I wake up in the morning at 3 a.m., you know, because we got to come to work when it's pitch black, I open my eyes. I'm just staring in our bedroom, and it's like pitch black, and I see nothing. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to get up. And I look. So it's our bed. Right in front of our bed, you see the TV. Right next to our TV, you have my closet, and you have his closet. Both the doors are open, and I'm just staring into our closets like, something's going to get me.
Oh, no.
Something's going to get me if I get up right now. And in that Sinister movie, they kept waking up at 3:23 a.m. So I'm just like, oh, this is the time when Sinister comes out. So I'm just staring, and I'm staring into my closet, and I see something move, and it's just moving. I'm like, no! I wake Mr. Baby up. I'm like, wake up. Please, wake up. Look at the closet. He's like, which one? And I'm like, look at my closet. And he's staring at it. And he sees something move, too. And he's looking. And he's like, oh, my goodness. He wakes up, turns the light on. And I hung a dress, like a long dress with long sleeves, on my door, because that's a dress I'm going to use for a wedding this weekend. And the fan is making the sleeves just move. Just swing. The sleeves are swinging.
You woke up so fast. Your heart had to be flying out of your chest.
That's so creepy. I don't care how old you are. When it's dark and there's an open closet near you, there's something in there.
Yeah.
100%.
But to see the arms moving, I mean, that had to be a legit feeling right then and there.
Yes. But he looks at it and then he looks at me like I'm dumb. And I'm like, no. You did this. Mm-hmm. I'm scared because of you, because I had to watch Sinister. And he's like, you're fine. And I'm like, can you please just stay up with me until I have to leave? So he stayed up with me until I left for work. It's his fault.
What about Annabelle? What's the Annabelle thing?
He makes me so mad. So Alvaro, he just turned into Alvaro, his actual name. I usually go to bed by myself because he likes to play video games. And I'm fine with that because I go to sleep pretty early. So I'm getting ready to go to bed, turning off all the lights, and he walks out of the room. Lights are off. I'm already tucked in bed. And then I hear this. This is the soundtrack from the Annabelle and Conjuring movie. So this song is playing the entire time. Right when something bad is about to happen in the movie, this is what you hear.
While you're going to sleep?
Well, I'm going to sleep in the room by myself. Lights are off. And I hear this and I'm like, oh, I'm about to fight you, boy. Like, don't. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm leaving.
He's like tormenting you.
Yes,
it's his fault that you're up. You got to wake him up then. I mean, he's doing this to you.
He is waking up with me every single morning now. I don't care. I don't care what he says.
By the way, I saw this list here that just came out. It is the 10 scariest rated G movies. Okay, so since you said you get to pick 15 movies, 10 scariest rated G movies. Some of these I've heard of, some of them I haven't. Number 10 is The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
Oh, that's a cute movie.
It's a scary.
Is that scary?
Why
I mean,
is it
when
scary?
They go over the.
I don't know.
There's like a waterfall.
Number 9 is Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
The toys outgrow their usefulness, and it comes to a point where they're all on the brink of destruction, and they hold hands and welcome the end.
Yeah.
Oh, that's more sad than scary.
Number 8 is The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Do you guys see that one?
I mean, they're burning down a church with people in it. Like, there's this, it's kind of a dark show.
It's one of the darkest animated films in history.
No question.
Number 7 is The Andromeda Strain. Came out in 1971.
I don't know what that is.
It's about biological weapons. How is that graded G?
Yeah.
The Princess and the Frog came out in 2009.
That's
one
scary.
Of the most traumatic villain deaths in Disney history.
Oh, that's scary. What is...
The Doctor is dragged clawing and screaming into the depths of, well, something.
Like
Pinocchio, 1940, mostly for Pleasure Island sequence where young boys are transformed into donkeys and sold into slavery.
Yeah, that scared me.
Jeez, I don't remember that part. Though. I remember that part.
That was freaky.
A Little Princess, 1995. Mm-mm. A tale about a privileged girl who's forced into a life of indentured service after her father dies in World War I. Her story is bleak and laden with trauma until the last 5 minutes.
Jeez.
The Brave Little Toaster. It's about a group of derelict appliances seeking to find purpose by finding the person who abandoned them decades ago. Along the way, they almost get crushed at a scrapyard. Number 2 most scariest rated G movie is Monsters, Inc.
Aww.
What? That's not scary.
It relies on the concept that monsters under your bed are real and they terrify you in your sleep because it's the sole thing that keeps their economy going.
Until the end, and then they figure out laughter gives more energy.
That's true.
The number one scariest rated G movie of all time came out in 1982. The name, like when I see the name, it looks like something I've seen like on the guide on TV, but I never clicked on it. It's called The Secret of Nim. NIMH.
Mm. Is it like puppets and stuff in that movie?
I don't know. It says haunting imagery, near death experiences, and a darkness that can stay with you.
Weird.
Rated G. Pass on all these.
Well, I'll take the list so that next time I can pick those movies. Monsters, Inc. Yeah. I'm down for that.
Today we're going to watch The Secret of Nim. Anyway, John, Jay, and Rich.
Even when the show is over, we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or on iTunes.
All right, I saw this interesting information that a number one song with just one songwriter is apparently becoming a thing of the past. Back in the 70s, 44% of number one songs had only one songwriter. In the 2010s, only 4%. Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months, and my barber, he has a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh my God, Richard, I've been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you too can try this. It works for your legs too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com. 100 blades for free. Promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard, too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade, 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Of number one songs had one songwriter. So far this year, no number one songs have had only one songwriter.
Wow.
The last song written by just one person to reach number one.
Taylor Swift.
Darling, just hold my hand. Be my girl, I'll be your man.
Ed Sheeran's Perfect.
I see my future.
Which he wrote. It reached number one in December of 2017.
I was going to guess Adele.
The last song written by a female songwriter to reach number one.
Taylor Adele?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. 2001.
My gosh.
Alicia Keys, 2001.
A long time ago.
Isn't that crazy now when you think about songs now? So when you hear a song you like, know that there's probably 10, 15 people involved in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to do is change it just a little bit to get a songwriting credit. So that's probably part of it.
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, by the way, hit a billion views on YouTube.
But above all this, I wish you love.
Written by Dolly Parton by herself.
And I
so beautiful.
But random, like, why are people... I mean, it's such a great song, but it's like,
why are they going to YouTube?
What's the surge?
All right, so here's your chance to learn a little bit more about yourself with Suzette Scope. Suzette, what's the vibe today?
Let's talk about the thing you fear the most based on your sign.
It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, get the horoscopes. We got a lot of people want the horoscope read. Shanae, our favorite Gemini. What's up, Shanae?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. What's the vibe today, Suzette?
So this is the thing that you fear the most. And since it's spooky season, why not? Because we all have something that we're scared of. So, Shanae, we're going to start with Gemini. For Geminis, your friends love the fact that they can always get a hold of you. But do they know the real reason why you're always glued to your phone? It's partly because you like being connected to the people in your life. But it's also partly because you fear being alone. Even when you're alone, you're never truly on your own, because you know that you have access to someone, to everyone. Now, Gemini, you also fear routine. You worry that one day you'll end up living a life that's full of the same routine day in and day out, and that's just not like you.
You know, I can't stand doing the same thing all the time. I can't. I think that's why I do a multi-route on FedEx. Every day I'm on a different route. I mean, same 4 routes all 4 days. Every Monday the same, every Tuesday the same, but I can't do routine.
Mm-hmm. Routines.
I think the routine. I can't do the routine.
All right, Shanae.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too. Sherilyn, what's your sign? Sherilyn.
Yes, I'm an Aquarius.
An Aquarius. Okay, so for Aquarius, nothing is worse to you than being just like everyone else. You've always tried your hardest to be as original and authentic as possible. The fear that you think about the most is blending in with the crowd. You also fear that because you work so hard to be your own person, people might think that you're trying too hard to be different or to stand out. It's important to you to be your own person, so don't let other people's opinions scare you.
I would have to 100% agree with that. Thank you so much. I agree.
Mm-hmm. All the Aquariuses I know are like the life of the party. They're the fun ones.
That's what they tell me.
What's that, February?
Yes, it is January 20th through February 18th.
All right. All right. I got one of those in my family. All right, Sherilyn, thank you for calling. Christy Scorpio. You know Christy.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Christy?
Happy Tuesday.
Word.
Hi, Christy. So Word. For Scorpios, one of your biggest fears is opening up to people. You fear that one day you'll give someone your whole heart and they'll turn around and completely crush you. One of your other fears is loss. So not only is opening up to others scary, but the risk of losing someone you care about so deeply is even scarier. Unfortunately, we can't run from loss, so losing is part of life, and facing your fears is a way to learn from the past and be able to move forward.
That, oh my God, that makes me want to cry.
Uh-huh.
I've only had two people break my heart my entire life. Once when I was 19, and just once recently. Not even my two husbands broke my heart.
Oh, sorry, Christy.
And like, I know that's terrible. And not even my two ex-husbands, excuse me. I'm not into, you know, polygamy or anything.
Well, we got you. We worked that all out.
You know, I ain't putting that all out there like that. But then, like, the losing somebody, oh my gosh. I freak out and worry about my kids every day. Even though I know they're safe and they're at school, well, schools aren't safe, but I worry about them constantly, no matter what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if my son's sitting in the back room playing video games, you know, I don't know, I worry. That's the problem. My mom tells me I worry too much about everything. You worry about stuff you can't control, and I'm like, I know I do.
Aw, you poor thing.
All right, Christy, have a great day. Thanks for calling in. Deborah, Sagittarius. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. All right, so for a Sagittarius, the things you hate are also some of your biggest fears. So one of the things you hate is being told that you can't do something, and one of your biggest fears is feeling like there's no opportunity for you anymore. For you, life is about learning and growing, and if you can't do those things every single day, you feel like you're somehow failing. You fear turning into one of those people satisfied with life that's not full of excitement or challenge. And some people call that FOMO. Yeah, that fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I actually just started my own business. I sell Thrive products, and I never thought I could be successful at it. And the people that are training me are actually 200Kers, and one girl actually just hit $1 million selling it. So,
wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm thriving to do my best in life and do the best for my kids. So that's pretty spot on. So I'm on the cusp, too, of Scorpio. So Scorpio hit home, too, because I almost lost my mom in January.
Oh, sorry, Deborah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really shows that you know, life's really short. So live every day like tomorrow's not promised, because it's really not.
So true.
Thanks, Deborah. Thanks for calling in.
All right, John Jay, for Virgos, almost your whole life, if not your entire life, revolves around being prepared. You're the person who always has a plan. For you, always being of service to others is like something that you need. Having an answer for everything is who you are. That's why one of your biggest fears is being helpless, not just for other people's sake, but for your own sake, too. It scares you to think that there'll be a time where you won't have your life together. You feel lost when you don't have all the answers, and you're scared of what that can do to you in the long run.
That's my biggest fear?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you'd say prison gang rape. That would be mine.
Okay. That's scary.
Look at my skin. I'd go fast in there.
Because your skin's flawless.
I'm so beautiful. Oh. Put me in prison, I'd go real well. That's my biggest fear. Something happens, there's a mix-up in the paperwork, and I go to prison. I'd be out the first night.
Oh my God.
I didn't think you were going to take it that way.
Well, that's my biggest fear. I thought that's my biggest fear. That's my biggest fear.
It doesn't have something to do with that, something happening to your children?
Well, that also, but for me personally, as in my personal fear.
Oh, my goodness. And Kyle, for Libras, one of the things you hate most is being pressured into making a decision before you're ready and before you're able to see all the angles of a situation. One of your biggest fears is being pressured to be someone you're not simply because somebody else wants you to change.
Yeah. I hate making decisions. Mm-hmm.
Especially restaurants.
I know. Anywhere. Actually, John Jay, you and Blake got me that customized jacket, and it was like so hard making decisions about it that I told her, please don't start on the jacket yet because I feel like I want to make a couple
of You got to go back there and put other things
yes.
on.
That's hilarious. And Rich, Pisces, having a strong support system is everything to you? One of the fears you think about the most?
Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. It isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is wondering if the day will come when someone you really care about deeply will leave your life for good. You fear the reality that life isn't going to be sunshine and butterflies all the time. Sure, you can adapt, but it doesn't make it less difficult, and that's what you fear the most.
That's very Pisces-y.
Yeah.
For sure.
And for a Capricorn, you're one of the most motivated, determined signs, and it shows in your dedication to work. And one of your biggest fears is failure. The thought of putting your all into a project or task just for you to fail anyways is hard to wrap your head around that, and that's your biggest fear.
All right, so the rest of these we put up at johnjayandrich.com if we didn't get to your horoscope. Kyle, what's something you're working on for 3 things we need to know?
You'll never guess how looking into someone's eyes can make you feel. I'll tell you 3 things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
We won't leave you on read. We reply. Try us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
President Trump plans to announce an initiative to issue early vaccines for COVID-19 free of cost to recipients of Medicare and Medicaid. And supposedly the administration is working to ensure that no American has to pay for the vaccine. There's a bunch of vaccines in production right now. There's one being produced by Oxford that they think is going to be the first one. But Dr. Fauci did say experts should know by the end of November, beginning of December, whether a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective. So when you like talk about communication, eye contact is very important, right? Mm-hmm. Show someone you're listening, show someone you're paying attention. When you get eye contact, you know, you may feel what you're saying is important to the other person. However, I never in a million years thought that it could have this effect. So the researchers found that when you make direct eye contact with someone, you temporarily become disconnected from the rest of your environment or natural surroundings. When you make eye contact for 10 minutes, they said it's basically the same as getting high. You can induce hallucinations, start seeing distorted faces. What? Even then that person will start looking like a monster.
It's like if you have a staring contest, that'll happen?
For 10 minutes, they say, direct eye contact.
10 minutes?
It's like getting high because you're so disconnected.
Wow, I wonder what it does to your brain. Mm.
I know. It's
10 minutes, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a long time.
What about 10 seconds? Like they said that 9 seconds is when you flirt with somebody. 10 minutes staring at somebody?
I know, it's a long time.
Would she stare at me for a second?
Stop it.
Oh, wow.
That was only 9 seconds.
See, Rich stare at me. Ah. That was even less time than Kyle.
I have a gift.
So, this is pretty crazy. It doesn't matter how much money you have, you can still have problems. So there was a neighbor feud that all began when a billionaire his neighbor actually put up this big net to protect a lawn sculpture. Okay, and they're billionaires. So it's a 22-foot lawn sculpture that this guy put a big net up. And his neighbor was like, oh, this is blocking my view. And so he went and actually took this issue to court. And they said he wasn't allowed to have his net up. So as payback to his neighbor, he started blasting this.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
All day.
All day.
All night.
Ooh.
All day and all night.
The Gilligan's Island. Was a mighty sailor, man, skipper, brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour
tour. So obviously, his neighbor had to fight back and took it to court, and a judge apparently issued a restraining order.
Oh,
this song. So he had to stop blaring Gilligan's Island theme songs.
I mean, one time, this is going to be stuck in my head all day now. I can't imagine all day and all night.
Oh, this would drive me crazy.
At first, you're kind of like, okay.
The skipper, too. A millionaire and his wife. A movie star. The professor and Marianne.
Myself, like, it'd be like, cheery. Oh, thank you, neighbor. This is a peppy little song. Then after a while, you're like, shut up.
I would not get sick of the song.
Even all night? Yeah, you would.
You have to understand something. I've seen every episode of this TV show over and over. This is before DVR. I would just sit in front of the TV and watch the show. This is my favorite show of all time. I know words. I know everything about the show.
You got so excited with this song. Okay.
I know Gilligan's first name.
What is
Gilligan's
it?
Not Willie? The first name?
Willie Gilligan.
Is that truth? I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, that neighbor would have nothing on you, John Jay.
I used to want a hammock in my room because Gilligan had a hammock.
That's three things you need to know.
John Jay and Rich.
Before you go.
I would do some stacks and hacks. Hacks and stacks. Two-thirds of people who are working remotely right now say that there are things they miss about the office. So according to a new survey, the top three things that they miss: being face-to-face with other people, office banter, and being able to ask a question aloud.
Hmm. I could see that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're communicating online, things don't come through the same. You need to over-explain it.
It's kind of like when you have these Zoom meetings sometimes. It's almost like you'd rather have some of them in person.
Right.
Just because, like, I think a lot of stuff gets missed, you know? 7 out of 10 parents are spending more on Halloween this year to make up for all the other events that their kids missed. And the number one reason, though, that people are spending more is because they want their decorations to look as good or better than their neighbor's decorations on Halloween. But that's not happening in my neighborhood.
Oh, really?
I feel like decorations in our neighborhood are very sparse.
Yeah, same here. It's like nothing.
I have some that change every day. They change like all these skeletons to do play football, be in Jeeps. Like, it's crazy.
Really?
I'll start taking pictures and showing
that's
you guys.
That's fun.
Every day they change
it. That is
it.
Fun.
You ever heard of Four Loko?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a drink.
Yeah. So they're releasing new bottled shots, and they look incredibly sweet. And what they do is they make your vomit all kinds of colors when you puke.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Four Locos mess you up.
Right?
Every single time Mr. Baby has had a Four Loco, he's broken up with me. This is like... three times he broke up with me. And I knew it was like a silly breakup, like it wasn't serious. But I realized the third time, I'm like, you know, every single time you've broken up with me, you drink a Four Loco. And now they're banned. we can't drink that.
That's but isn't that clever though that they go, okay, they know we know everyone's going to puke drinking our stuff, so let's make it pretty. And now you want to drink and be like, let's see what color you puke.
It's good marketing.
If it really works.
Denny's is offering a blue version of Moons Over Miami sandwich on Halloween. It's in honor of the blue moon on Halloween. It'll only be on sale at some of their locations in Miami. Burger King is running a promotion where if you go to a few different abandoned Burger Kings around the country, you get a free Whopper. They have a list. You got to download the Burger King app, and there's ones like it's an abandoned Burger King in Houston, in Alabama, and they're saying that these Burger Kings didn't do it right, and the ghosts of the sizzle are in there.
Oh.
So you drive, you download the app, you drive by, and bing, the coupon downloads to your phone. If you don't live in that area, you download the app, and then you go to scary abandoned places, and it'll give you a $5 coupon.
That's fun.
pandemic fatigue is definitely settling in more and more. The more months that pass by, the more likely people are to go to public places and have small get-togethers with friends and family. People can't take it anymore. Some rich people are apparently buying waterfront homes just for a place to park their yachts in Florida because boat sales have surged during the pandemic there's a shortage of slips.
It's a problem.
The nominees for the AMAs have been announced. The Weeknd and Roddy Ricch lead the way with 8 each. The ceremony is going to be Sunday, November 22nd. No word on a host. The menu for Drake's birthday party over the weekend hit social media. People are freaking out because it included mac and cheese with raisins.
Yes. Twitter had fun with that one. And the fact that he just had like a Caesar salad, maybe kale salad. People were like, come on, Drake. That's your birthday menu? My birthday menu is better than yours.
Mac and cheese with sun-dried tomatoes, capers, parsley, and raisins. Ugh. People losing their mind over the mac and cheese part.
I mean, I guess don't knock it till you try it, but that just doesn't sound right.
Competing textures.
Dierks Bentley and his family moved to Colorado in March. And if it's up to him, they're never going to leave. He said, someone's going to have to drag me out of Colorado because I like being here, because he usually lives in Nashville. He's done. He loves Colorado. As close as Martha Stewart is with Snoop Dogg, she has not smoked a joint since 1972.
Wow.
No. Real quick.
Sure, that was hard.
What are life hacks, Rich?
Okay, this is tips to remember stuff. Tips to remember stuff. If your brain gets a little foggy, like remembering first names, they say make a rhyme or a statement. Like if I were to meet Kyle, I would say, Kyle, well, she dresses with great style. Kyle, with style. Say it in your head, and then you remember somebody's first name when you meet him. Suzette, the Hurricane Zeta.
Drives a Corvette.
Yeah, drives a Corvette.
Or Zeta. That's a good rhyme.
There's that hurricane that's about to hit that Zeta. Which Suzette, I met her the day that the Zeta hurricane was going to happen. So they say to remember it like that.
Suzeta.
And if you're going to take a test, chew the same flavor of gum while you're taking the test that you were chewing when you were studying for the test, because it lights up all your olfactory senses. So for these and other things to remember, just go to johnjanerich.com.
So if you're taking a test and you were eating pizza when you were studying, during the test, you better have a pizza delivered. What's going on here? Oh, I was eating pizza when I was studying.
Got to ace the test.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I totally understand. All right, so here's what we're going to get into. You ever bought anything because a celebrity had it? And you thought, oh my God, I have to have that.
We know you have.
I have. Or maybe it's something they endorsed. 877-937-1047. We will explain, because it's in the entertainment news. We'll get into that next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Kyle, so what do we got going on with Cardi B?
Okay, the Hermes Birkin bag. It's a thing. You have to have connections to even buy one. Mm-hmm. Cardi B, she has herself quite the collection, and she is not taking kindly to some people who commented that herself and other female rappers who have this purse are literally devaluing them. So this was her response.
They saying that we depreciate the value. Actually, we add value. When we mention brands in hip hop, they go up. Let me tell you something. You can actually Google when I did Bodak Yellow. I didn't start it, no Louboutin and everything. But when Bodak Yellow came out, you could actually Google that their sales went up 1,000+%. When I did I Like It Like That, and I said, I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. They went up too, and that's why they worked with me this year.
And there you go. Mm-hmm. Case in point, mic drop. And it's true. That's why big brand names pay celebrities to endorse them.
She's got a point. Sarah, what have you bought because a celebrity endorsed them?
I bought Kylie Jenner's Louis Vuitton bag. And it's the smallest, most useless piece of crap.
I didn't think you were going to go that way. How much?
$1,200.
Wow.
Which one was it?
I can hardly fit my keys. It's the one that it's the little one that she bought her daughter.
Oh, the little one?
Yeah, what do you fit in there? Chapstick?
Jeez, $1,200.
Yeah, it's my chapstick and my keys, Suzette. That's it.
Oh, no. Like,
thanks a lot, Kylie Jenner.
So what's a full-size Louis Vuitton cost if that's $1,200?
Oh, they range. They range from $1,200 to, like, $20,000.
So I said off air, I said... what did I say? I said I didn't think I can't even think of one. Right?
And we're like,
honest to God.
Every single one of us are listing up. You literally were just wearing Justin Bieber Crocs. Right.
Touche.
Yesterday.
Touche. I was. I've been wearing them a lot, and I love them,
by the
way.
You bought the J Balvin Crocs.
No, I did not. The Bad Bunny Crocs.
Oh, the Bad Bunny. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. It's the J. Balvin McDonald's shirt.
But those are hard to get.
Okay. Yeah. You also waited in line to buy the Travis Scott meal from McDonald's more than once.
I did.
You got the Justin Timberlake shoes that he was wearing.
Several different pairs. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Super Bowl ones I got. Yeah. But every time he wears a new pair,
I get
those.
A jacket because Adam Sandler was wearing it.
Tried to track that one down. It took me forever. In fact, it just came up with my time hop. I didn't get the exact jacket.
Justin Hartley's Coachella shoes.
Yeah. Pink ones. I have those.
The onesie from Lil Dicky. Freaky Friday.
Yep. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. God, what is wrong with me?
What about the Will Smith pants from I Am Legend?
You are wrong there.
How am I wrong?
Because I had those first, and then I Am Legend came out.
And then you wore
and
them
I was
day.
Like, I have those pants.
But you wore them every day.
You take that back. Yeah, I am heavily influenced by what celebrities wear.
Isn't there something with Jay-Z, too?
The shirts.
Jay-Z had was wearing these white t-shirts all the time, and they looked so cool. And so I tried to find them, and I can't remember where somebody told me that they were JCPenney shirts. So I went to JCPenney and bought as many as I could. But the problem with them is once you wear them, they don't fit anymore.
Oh, they like stretch out.
But Jay-Z probably buys 30,000 of them, because when he wears them, you ever seen them?
They're clean.
I think he wears like two at a time or something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I could not pull it off.
Speaking of shirts, what about, didn't you buy Randy Jackson brand shirts from American Idol?
Yes. That was a long time ago. Oh, damn, I'm the worst.
I even tried
to strike a deal with him. I tried to buy his used clothes. He wouldn't sell them to me. Those were stupid.
Isn't that the only reason we had him on the show is so you could try to get us? Just wear him once. Oh, we got some great, we got Kelly Clarkson competing for American Idol. I'm just interested in your shirt.
Do you remember that? I mean, I got obsessed with that.
Yeah.
And then well,
we
I mean,
pumped really, into in the parking lot. And you made him feel very uncomfortable.
I went the guy who made those jerks, his name was Robert Graham. Uh-huh. And I went and found him and met him.
And
I have his number. Like, yeah, it was awful. I would never wear those shirts again. It was a phase. Anyway, we're gonna get to a brand new second ed update. First, long story short, I bought Kyle what do you call that? Heater.
It's a space heater.
A space heater. Yeah. For her feet, her
it's
beautiful
so
feet.
Nice.
Because her feet they're precious, they're valuable.
And it's cold.
Freezing
and it's
in here.
Cold.
And but it turned out it was broken and you just had no problem returning it, right? So
yeah.
But sent you a thing, right? Did it work? She sent you a thing, right?
I haven't received the thing.
Oh, she sent it in front of me yesterday. She goes, "Oh, I'll send this to her." You didn't get it yesterday? Oh, I thought that was the process of you returning things yesterday was because of that.
Oh no, that was something else.
That was an
excessive amount of other things.
Oh, well, Kyle started to return some things that was very excessive. All right. So she returned a lot of things. So we want to know, before you find out how many things she returned yesterday, it was excessive. What is the most things you've ever returned at once? We want to see who can compete with Kyle. 877-937-1047. Did you return more things than Kyle? I don't think anyone has ever returned more things than Kyle, in my opinion, but I don't know. What do I know? John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so Kyle returned a lot of stuff yesterday. Don't tell us how many things you returned just yet. But what happened? Why? What's the story?
Okay, so I shared with you guys how stressed I was trying to figure out the outfits for our entire family for family pictures. And whilst trying to figure that out, I just thought it would be easier to just order all of them that I was thinking were a possibility. And then just seeing what they looked like in person. Mm-hmm. And then I figured I'll just return the ones we don't use. Well, yesterday I returned the ones we didn't use.
That makes sense.
So, I mean,
though,
think about it. I'm buying stuff for six people.
So everything you returned yesterday was a costume. It was Halloween related.
An outfit.
No, they were just clothes for our family photos.
Oh, for family photos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have another batch of Halloween stuff that I have to return today.
It makes
Before
sense
Halloween?
Though. You don't know what it looks like until it's on.
Yes.
So how can you decide?
And Amazon makes it so easy.
How do they make it easy?
It's just you literally like bring it back in. You don't even have to repackage it. Like you can just bring the item back to the UPS store. You show them the little QR code on your phone and they scan it and take it and they package it all into a box.
So you have a shirt. You go to the UPS store and you say, "Here's a shirt I got. I don't like it anymore. Or it doesn't fit.
No, well,
I want to return."
You initiate the return on, you know, the app or whatever, or the website. Mm-hmm. And then it says, "Here's the code." And you just have it. Well, I just had it on my phone and I mean, the only thing is what I would like to see Amazon do, and if anyone from Amazon is listening, this would make it easier, if you could just have one QR code for, like, the however many items you have to respond. Because you know, when I walked in yesterday with this box of stuff, I had to hand one item and then find the next QR code, and then hand the next item and then find the next QR code. So I did feel really bad for the people behind me.
See, I don't think that the companies count on people like you. I think they count on people like me. Like, I'm the guy that's not going to return it.
Yeah,
I'm going to be too lazy to find a QR code or to go to the UPS store. I'm just going to be like, nah, I'll wear it later. Or I won't wear it or forget it. You
and
know what I mean?
I'm sure that happens plenty of
I know.
Times.
That's why they do the 30-day money-back guarantee, because people don't ever return it in 30 days.
But I do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It'll count. Chelsea, we'll play a little game. Kyle, high or low. So... how do we play this? So what do you think? So she guesses...
the number of returned items.
Okay. How many do you think she returned?
I am going to go with my lucky number 12.
Higher.
Ooh.
Oh.
So if you think
I'll tell
about
you
it.
This. There were 12 dresses that I had for just Addie.
Oh. Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months, and my barber, he has... a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh my God, Richard, I've been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you too can try this. It works for your legs too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com. 100 blades for free. Promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard, too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade, 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh my God.
What?
Well, let's see.
I needed to see what they look like in person. Wow, though.
Good game.
No, I know.
So we're going to guess two in the room, right?
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah, let's guess in the room, too.
All right.
So, six different people, 12 asses. 12
asses.
12 asses.
That's what you're covering.
12 asses.
That's what you're covering with the material. 12 different outfits just for Addie with six people. My guess would be 17 items.
Higher.
What?
Okay. Let's see.
Well, I know the answer, so I'm not going to say it. And okay. I don't even remember the answer.
You said 17. I'm going to say 25.
Lower.
Okay.
What's the magic
number?
Very
close. It was 23.
Good God.
Actually, even 24, if you put it in the heater, I thought you were going to return.
Yes, 24.
Shame on you.
And then I guess if you add the four things I have to return today for Halloween, it should have been close to, with that, 30.
Chelsea, what's the most amount of things you've returned at one time?
I don't want to sound bougie, but it was a really bad Christmas, and I returned 9 things.
9 things. Kyle returned 23 things.
Such okay, a fault.
And she feels bad that she returned 9 things.
But Chelsea's were all gifts from other people. Isn't there their fault that they don't know what to get you, Chelsea?
Yeah. They should know me better.
Wow. How long were you at UPS?
You know what? I was so impressed with the girl there. It went very quickly. And okay. I was like, wow, I thought this was going to take forever. And she's like, honestly, there's some people that come in with like 50 things.
Wow.
And so I didn't feel as bad after that. So I'm not alone with my Amazon returns.
My mom used to do this thing. My mom would go to Costco and buy stuff and then go back and return stuff. Like it was an issue. I think it was because she might have been lonely or something.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
No. What do you mean?
She'd go to Costco. She'd buy things. And then like 2 days later, she'd go, I got to go to Costco and return all these things. And
was there a better deal? Maybe
I
she would
remember.
Return them and then buy them again?
I'd have to ask my sister because it was like a weekly thing.
Buyer's remorse.
She would always be at Costco.
Well, Costco has an excellent return policy.
Always be at Costco. Anyway... we're going to get to second date update. Nick says he has some crazy chemistry with a recent date. They were making out all night. And when they got back to his place, they did more making out. More than just making out. But since that night, she's been a ghost. We got to find out what happened. Second Date Update's next, John, Jay, and Rich.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
It's time for Second Date Updates, John, Jay, and Rich. We're going to talk to Nicholas here. Nicholas went on a date with someone, had a good time, is expecting a second date, but there isn't a second date. He doesn't know why. He comes to us. We're going to troubleshoot his date and find out why this girl doesn't like him anymore. Nicholas, welcome to Second Date Update, John, Jay, and Rich. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So tell us about this person you met, how you met him, and tell us about the date. And then we're going to try to figure out where things went wrong from there. Then we'll call her. So what happened?
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I thought we had, like, an amazing time. Actually, you know, I know we had an amazing time. So we met on Hinge, hit it off real well, chemistry, sparks, right? So I take her out. We go to a bar, and we ate appetizers, we have drinks, we have shots, we get along so good, we're laughing, and then she says, hey, why don't we go back to your place? And I was like, oh yeah, you're not gonna tell me twice. So we Uber back. In fact here's the thing, we were making out in the Uber on the way to my place, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get back to my place. And I don't want to brag, but three times later, it was a good day. It was a good night. Like we had it. We did it. Right. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing is that, so like in the morning time, we were talking, we were cuddling, like we were having a conversation talking about life, and then nothing. And she won't text me back. She won't call me. She won't even respond to my Hinge messages. And I don't know what to do, because I thought that we had this amazing chemistry and this amazing night, and I would love to recreate that with her.
I mean, yeah, if you guys cuddled the next morning and you were talking, like, it sounds like it was an amazing day. But how did she leave? Like, how was the exit?
It's fine. She didn't like run out or anything. We were talking. She gave me a hug at the door, and then that was it.
But was she the one that was like, "Okay, I'm gonna leave now," or were you like, "Hey, you gotta go. You can't kick it here all day."
Oh, You know what? It wasn't like that. It was like we were just like hanging out and cuddling, and then eventually, you know, she was. You know, it was like a normal thing. Like, oh, I gotta go to brunch with my girlfriends. But even after that, like, we still hung out for like another hour.
Three times in one day? That's pretty badass, man.
Yeah, I was tired. So, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're reaching out to her and she's not responding to you?
Yeah. So I'm just curious as like, what is it, something I did, and how I can, you know, how I can make it up to her and you know, just have another shot.
Mm-hmm. I'm somewhat baffled. Unless she was literally just in it for the hookup. You know, and that's all she wanted.
I'm a modern man. I can get that, but, you know.
All right. Mm. So I don't know if you said her name. Did he say your name? What's her name, Nicholas?
Her name's Marley.
Marley. All right. So we'll get Marley on the line, and we'll find out why she's ghosting you after this magical night. I mean, mm-hmm. making out in the Uber. I mean, right there. That's a good sign right there. All right. So you hold on the line. All right, dude. We'll get Marley on the line, and we'll find out what's up. Second Date Update continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of Second Date Update. You've got Nicholas and Marley. I don't remember how they met. Did he say how
Hinge.
They met? Oh, on Hinge. They met on Hinge. Okay.
Yeah.
They went to a bar. They got some food. Things were going great. They decided to go back to his place. They were making out in the Uber. They went back to his place. I mean, long story short, they did it three times.
Uh-huh.
Three times, he says. And in the morning, they even cuddled for a while. And they talked for an hour, and then she left to go meet her friends for brunch. And since then, what? He's been texting her? Ghost.
Ghosted.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Ghosted. All right, you ready for us to call her, dude?
I'm still ready.
What's that? What if that's the thing? It is Halloween season. What if she is a ghost?
Oh, creepy.
We haven't gotten that one.
We call her, and she's like,
hello.
Why don't you come back? I'm a ghost, you see.
You see?
Like an 1800s way of getting ghost? Out of it.
Hello?
Hi, is Marley there?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Marley. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I know this is random, but we wanted to talk to you on the radio, if that's cool.
Yeah, sure.
We were talking to Nicholas, the guy you went on a date with.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. You're not reaching, like, returning his messages. So he called us and he told us about your date and he said it was fantastic. He said, as far as a guy goes, it's everything a guy wants in a date. And then he says you're ghosting him now. So we thought we would just kind of call you to kind of get your point of view and why you don't want to return his messages so then we could let him know so he can move on with his life, because he's kind of like, it's kind of like we're offering the special find out why you're getting ghosted service. So what's up? What's going on with your point of view on this whole story?
He really doesn't know why I don't want to see him. I thought it was pretty obvious, but it was honestly one of the weirdest dates. Actually, the date wasn't weird, but I'll just start from the beginning. He's hot. He has a lot of tattoos. I like that. We had a fun time. I was attracted to him. But then, we hooked up. We went back to his place and hooked up. And the next morning, I think I stayed for like 30 minutes at most. And I got an Uber and left because I was, like, looking at his tattoos just because we were laying next to each other. And I noticed a bunch of girls' names on him. So I was like, oh, are these, like, girls in your family? Like, your sister, mom? Like, I don't know. I was just assuming. And he was like, oh, no, like, those are girls that I've been with, like, hooked up with. And I honestly started laughing because I thought it was a joke. But then he kept going with it. He's like, yeah, I guess I got to get, like, your name tattooed on me. And I was just, like, really weirded out. I was like, why would you do that? Like, every girl's going to, it's just weird. I've never felt so uncomfortable. So I just got an Uber and left because I assumed he was serious. I don't know why he thinks I would go on another date with him after that.
Especially if you got into a relationship with him. And mm-hmm. then you start seeing new names being added on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, wait a minute.
That'd be bad.
Wait a minute. Oh,
okay.
That'd be one way to keep track of him.
You think if you would have seen that before hooking up with him, you probably wouldn't have hooked up with him?
Yeah, absolutely not. That's so weird.
Was it like a lot of names?
I mean, I don't want to throw him under the bus, but it was a good amount of names. Like, I definitely don't want to see all the girls' names that you've slept with. Or even know. Like, that's why you don't talk about that stuff, especially on a, first date or new, I don't know. It's just weird.
Was it first and last names or just first names?
I think it was just first names. I don't know. I didn't look.
Good.
After I saw them, I was just like, that's weird.
How about him having no shame, just being like, yeah, the girls I hooked up with.
Straight up.
What?
He's like, there's actually three Jennifers. I just didn't have to tattoo it three times.
Yeah,
oh, right.
My gosh.
Right.
Tell me more.
Especially because he wanted to put my name on there. I was like, please don't do that.
Well, Marley's a very unique name.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So he probably doesn't have one. That's kind of, you must have been a big get for him.
I wonder
if he's like scrolling through these apps looking for names that he doesn't have. Wow. Okay. So actually, he heard all that. He's on the phone with us right now. So Nicholas, you want to give us your point of view of that whole story?
Okay. All right. Hey, look. Marley, first of all, you didn't seem weird at all when you're leaving, and you didn't. It's not like you like ran out, wouldn't you rather me have the names of the women that I've been with on my body than forget them? You know, like what kind of a monster does that?
Just
leaves women and throws them away.
Are you okay? That is so weird. You can't just tattoo names on people and feel like isn't that a bad look? Like, how are you going to get a girlfriend if she sees the names of the girls that you've slept with and like, or you're marrying someone? I mean, that's just weird. It's all like, it's tattooed permanently on your body.
Exactly. Just like we made love, and that is permanently on my heart.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's
good. No, it's not. No,
I appreciate your romance by that old notion.
Oh, he's right.
No.
It's on his heart.
No. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see those names.
I think it's artistic what he's trying to do. By the way, did you get Marley?
Would you rather me like have something to remember you by, like, or put your name? Would you want me like just get your tattooed on my back or something? Like, what do you want me to do? Whoa. I want to remember you, Marley.
On your back, that looked weird.
Just like don't get anything tattooed.
Don't know if you're coming towards her or walking away.
There's no tattoos of anything about me on you. Would be. I'm asking you, please don't do that. That's so weird and uncomfortable.
Well, did you do it already? When was this date, and have you got her name tattooed on you?
Absolutely not. My tattoo artist is booked out, so I have an appointment though to get it done.
Oh, so you are getting it done?
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be a fun date to show off your new tattoo to Marley.
Oh my God, no! So I
Yeah, and then listen.
I'm not sure what to say.
Well, you know what? If we hook up again, I'll put an asterisk by your name.
Oh God!
Oh God! That's just so no.
You guys did it three times. I mean, there's some chemistry there, I think.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. What if you get my name tattooed on your body? I wouldn't be complaining.
Why would that fix things? Her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we would be even, and then we would have a permanent reminder of an amazing encounter, an entanglement.
Why do you need that reminder?
Yeah,
you just have the memory.
You must get some pleasure from the tattoo needles. I've heard of that before. Mm, you know, maybe. People get addicted to tattoos and whatever. If I could do it three times in one night, my wife would get my face tattooed on her body. If I could do it three times in a week.
Okay, well, now you know, Nicholas. Mm-hmm.
So now you got to make sure you spell Marley right, because Delaney has it spelled a certain way here. I had it spelled a certain way in my head when I saw the name Marley from the movie Marley and Me. And then I know Dan Marley, the basketball player, spells his name totally different.
Totally different.
So how do you spell Marley, Marley?
I'm not going to tell him.
Good.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good answer.
That's smart.
Very smart. Delaney has it Marlee, and the movie Marley and Me is Marley.
That's how I have it.
And Dan Marley is like Marj something.
Bob Marley.
Weird.
Yeah. EY.
Yeah, that's the way I said it the first time from the movie. So there's three different ways.
Oh, there's also Marley.
Yeah. Thanks, Rich.
Jokes.
Anyway,
we have fun here.
So, Marley, no go for you dating Nicholas again, right?
Absolutely not.
Nicholas, when you get a chance, send us a picture of the tattoo.
It's kind of in a hard place to take a picture, but I'll see what I can do. All right.
Do you happen to have a Delaney on there or Kyle?
Not yet.
If there's a Kyle on there,
there's room though. There's room.
Oh, Nicholas. Good luck with that.
There's room, Delaney. No.
She said no.
She said no, dude. Sorry.
Wow. Well, her luck.
Just get it. You should get a tattoo a certain color. It means you're working on them. And then once you close the deal, you change the color or circle it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like at first it could be like, you know, like a light color, like a yellow or a pink or something. And then once the deal is sealed, it's like it's black. So it's like bold.
Right. Hey, man, got it done. I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
Well, all right, Nicholas.
You only have one on there.
Thank you both for being on the air with us. That's Second Date Update.
Hey.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, let's get into the supernatural. Have you ever seen an exorcism? What happened when you used a Ouija board? Maybe it was some other game you were playing. Like Monopoly, and you encountered a ghost or a demon. What other game would you be playing? Ouija board's the only game you play that opens up the portal to hell.
They love the Yahtzee.
877-937-1047. Call us. We want to talk to you for reals. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Before you go.
All right, looking for someone that's witnessed an exorcism, or maybe something happened when you were playing with a Ouija board or some other kind of evil game. Rayanna, what happened? What did you see?
Hey, guys.
life. I was about 13 years old, which is a while ago, but it stuck with me, of course. But I saw an exorcism. And I was at church, and they definitely wouldn't call it an exorcism, but that's what happened. someone went up to, like, the altar to, I don't know, pray, I guess, to repent or something. And when they went up there, they started, all these, like, weird shrieks started coming out of them, and they started to, like, lift up, and they actually had to be held down.
Oh, my gosh. That's so scary.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was kind of standing in the back, so I wasn't super close, but people that were in the front, like, right next to her, said that they were, like, saying, like, these spirits, or whatever they are, were, like, saying things when they came out, and, like, supposedly you have, like, a spirit of something, and so they were kind of, like, saying what they were. And I was in the back, and people were, like, trying to get their kids out of the church, and I'm just standing there, and so people start, like, handing me their kids, like, they when they go running for their other kids, and I'm like, wait a minute, I want out.
That's terrifying. Was the person yelling, the person that was going through the exorcism?
No, it wasn't like her. It was like coming.
Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Out of her, but definitely not her.
How did you end up being there? Was it just like a normal church service, or were you just stopping by?
It was I was there because it was like the normal church that I'd went to, and people knew her, too, and there was rumors that she was kind of like weird. Nobody knew exactly what was going on.
Okay.
And so she just was sitting there, and then it went up to the front and started praying, and it just happened. And then literally it ends, whatever, and she comes back to church the next day like nothing happened.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you could maybe fake yelling out stuff that sounds like a foreign language, but you cannot fake levitate.
No. And nope. You don't stay there, because whatever was in her might come in you, and no. You just
And I don't think she could make those sounds either that were coming out.
Okay. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Don't hang up, Brianna. Hold on. Let's go to Jamie real quick. Jamie, what did you used to do for a living?
I used to be a Pentecostal preacher.
And you have performed what?
I didn't expect to perform an exorcism, but I did on a girl actually I went on a date with. It was our first date, and we pulled up to a friend's house, and she got really, really, really bad anxiety. And then she said, whatever you do, don't let me go in there. And then she, like, literally had, like, convulsions and then was silent and then, like, woke up. And there was this different person in her body. She was more aggressive. She was, you know, very to the matter of fact and, you know, very forward, which was the exact opposite of the girl. And so I had to keep her on the back of this house, and there was this conversation that ensued between me and this other person. She's, you know, the voice was changed, and she was like, you know, I'm here, you know, to keep her safe and this kind of thing. And every time I would And I, like I said, I wasn't performing any exorcism at this time. But I was a little intrigued, a little scared. And because of my, you know, background, I said, you know, she doesn't want you here. And every time I would go to make her mad, she would pop out. And the girl would come back, and she would be, like, choking, like she couldn't breathe. So whatever was inside of her would make her feel like she was, you know, choking, couldn't breathe every time something that I did didn't make the entity happy or whatever. And then it was, so she would come in and out, and then, you know, as I would calm her down, she would come back to herself. And then later on that evening, it just blew up. We were at a friend's house in the bedroom, and she just, this other thing took over, and I said, you know what, this is it. This, you know, it's over. It's time for you to go. And so there was like this dialogue between her, the, you know, the girl and the entity, you know, and they were back and forth, and there was foaming, and she couldn't breathe. And it was really weird. I just, you know, told her, I said, listen, you just have to tell this thing she needs, it needs to go. And there was like this moment of clarity and like weird peace in the room. And she said, I don't want you here anymore. And it was just, and I'm getting goosebumps right now. And as she said that, it was like, whew, everything just kind of cleared out. And she started to weep uncontrollably, crying. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And she was like, felt better. And it was like gone. And the crazy thing was that she felt good for the next day. And then she got physically sick for like 3 or 4 days after that.
Whoa.
It was just, it was the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, but it was, and she told me the next day after she rested for a while, she says, when I told her that she needed to leave, it was like I felt our hands separating. And she actually was crying because this was something that lived inside of her since she was a little girl. It was her protector. It was the place where she went when she couldn't handle what was going on in her life.
Whoa.
This entity showed up and handled, you know, and basically took care of the business. You know, she had some serious trauma as a child, some violations and things like that, that brought this entity into the picture. And then anytime she emotionally couldn't handle it, she would check out. And this girl would check in.
Tuck herself into the safe place, just like Bly Manor.
Mm-hmm. Well, like the character in Nurse Ratched, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you go out with her again?
This is a second date update.
I want to know. It was their first date.
Well, she was possessed, but I really liked her.
I earned it.
Yeah, you stayed.
You know, that saying, if you can't be with somebody in the worst of times, you don't deserve to be with them in the best of times.
Oh.
And I figured that was a pretty bad moment, you know, because I come to realize all the violations and the things that had happened in her life and whatnot. And so, yeah, it was really, really weird.
So, did you see her again?
Yeah, I did. We dated for a while, and yeah, she turned out to be psycho. So,
oh yeah, of course. Could have saw that coming.
That trauma just doesn't walk out and stay out.
You know what? Let me clarify. It wasn't that she was psycho. I believe just all of the things that she'd experienced in her life just really took a toll.
Yeah.
And it
made her an emotionally in, not in, you know. In, yeah.
I mean, if your first date, you had to perform an exorcism, where do you think it's going to go from there?
If we were doing bad first date poker, he'd win.
That was the cheapest, most exciting date I've ever had.
Yeah, but if what you didn't draw the line there, what right. makes him throw in the towel?
I checked that off the bucket list.
But what do you think the people at your friend's house, when you're in the bedroom and they hear her saying, I want you to get out.
And oh, you're, man. And they're like, what's going on in there? You guys are getting freaky.
Yeah. So you're like, everything's fine. Perform an exorcism, you guys. Chill out.
Yeah, but to Kyle's point, if you didn't...
I'm trying to make it to 15th base here.
If you weren't done with her in the exorcism, what was the final straw? If being possessed by a demon didn't get you out of the date, what did she say to you?
Oh, well, you know what? It was just weird because when it was all done, she was just... She said, thank you. You know,
ooh.
And we just lied there and cuddled, and it was just, I was like, I don't really even know what's going on right now. So, but I wasn't actually in the church at the time this happened. It was afterwards, which was really ironic because, you know, in the church, you feel that religious connection gives you the ability or, you know, the responsibility or whatever to do that. But it had nothing to do with that at all. It had nothing to do, there was no reference to religion or anything. It was just her will for this thing to be gone.
All right, Jamie, can you keep his number? We might need you to come here and perform something on a couple people. A couple of managers. You got a couple of managers that might need one of those. Get out of his body. Get out.
Oh, you are so wrong.
Oh, Jamie, thank you very much. That's crazy.
Whoa. I'm out of breath.
I won't be able to stop thinking about that all day.
I know.
All right, it's John Jane Rich.
Blow us up on text. We don't care. Text JJR and your message to 96893.
All right, producer Bill in the studio. Every day this week, you've been presenting these Thriller remakes.
I'm obsessed with what's happening with the song Thriller right now. If you don't know what I'm talking about this part of the song right here.
Close at hand, creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
Yeah, so that's the scary voice of Vincent Price. That song is a classic. Thriller is a classic. A lot of us grew up with it. But I don't understand what's happening in the music industry right now. It's like they're trying to modernize the song. They're changing the lyrics around. They're trying to reach like a younger generation. And I don't understand what's happening.
Falls across the land. The midnight hour's close at hand. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do.
Tanya, it's ridiculous, guys.
It really is.
If I find some more, do you want me to come
back?
Yeah,
sure. Of course.
I'll keep looking.
All right, meanwhile, we're going to play Beat Shazam. If you can recognize these songs faster than we can, you win. John Jane Rich. All right, Sierra's going to play Beat Shazam with us. Hi, Sierra.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay, so Suzette is the host of Beat Shazam. How do we play, Suzette?
As always, you know, we play with very popular songs. I play a little clip for you. You listen to the song, and then you have a couple seconds to tell me the title and the artist of the song. Now, if you get both, you get 2 points. If you get either or, you just get 1 point. Now, because Halloween is right around the corner, there's an article that tells you the newer songs you have to have on your Halloween playlist. Okay, we're not talking like Monster Mash or Thriller or anything like that. These are a little bit of newer songs that have a Halloween vibe to them.
Damn.
All right. They're pretty easy. You know these songs. You know them. Let's see if you can recognize them pretty fast. All right, Sierra, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to go one at a time. We're going to start with John Jay. Be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay.
First things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'm going to start rocking. Is that Nicki Minaj? Is that Monster? With Kanye.
Very nice.
Bam. Mm.
Yes, sir. 2 points for you. That is Monster by Kanye, Nicki Minaj, Rick Ross, Jay-Z, all kinds of artists in that song.
Word.
All right, 2 points for John Jay. Up next is Rich.
Demons by Imagine Dragons.
Correct. Rich, 2 points for you. You guys are killing it. All right, up next is Kyle. Song is that? Oh my god, I'm totally brain farting right now. I don't know every word to it, obviously. That's Selena Gomez with Marshmallow. Whoops.
Do you know what's weird? It's like you talk about John Jay when she does like a theme like this, when Suzette does a theme, you have a song in your head that you feel like you know is going to be a part of it. I have that right now.
Ooh.
And I was expecting
it. Is it watermelon sugar?
No. I don't want to say what it is. I'll just see if it was. I'll tell you if it comes up.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kyle. No point for you there. Sierra, here's your song. You're a tough guy, like you really rough guy.
Just can't get enough guy. Just always so puff guy. Billy Eilish. And that's Bad Guy.
Very nice, Sierra. 2 points for you. Look at that. Tied with John Jay and Rich. Kyle, 0. Round 2. Back over to John Jay.
The Weeknd. You never touch my penis. You never call my... I can't feel my face. That's not it. You never call me window washing.
What?
That's called The Hills.
The Hills.
It is by The Weeknd. So you got 3 points. Now, Rich, over to you.
Heathens, 21 Pilots.
Very nice. Rich in the lead with 4 points. I didn't think that was very much like a Halloween vibe, but apparently it was in Suicide Squad, so it made the list.
It's the only thing good about Suicide Squad is that song.
Oh, ouch.
I always thought that song was creepy.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Rich in the lead with 4 points. Up next is Kyle.
Hey, Stack. Maybe I need a straight jacket. Face facts, I am nuts for real,
Eminem.
But I'm okay with that. It's nothing. I'm
Monster.
Still friends with the
monster. And Rihanna, that wasn't the song that I was thinking of, but I think I still got it, right?
Yes, you did. 2 points for Kyle, the Monster, Eminem, and Rihanna. All right, Sierra, it's your turn.
Oh my God, I forgot. Britney Spears.
This was it. This was the song.
It's called Disturbia
by Rihanna.
It's a great song.
Oh my God, I knew that.
It's been a long time. All right, Sierra, it's okay. You have 2 points. Tied with Kyle. Rich in the lead with 4 points. John Jay has 3 points. John Jay, you can beat Rich on this one.
Shakira, She Wolf.
Very nice.
Wow.
Kyle kind of gave it to me, but I was going there. I knew it.
You were going there. I don't know. John Jay in the lead with 5 points. Up next is Rich. No.
Damn, I be going psycho. Oh, yeah. Post Malone, psycho. Can't really
trust nobody. Rich, 6 points in the lead. Kyle, over to you. Into the
it's Katy Perry, Alien, right? No. Katy Perry. Is that not Alien?
It's E.T.
Same thing.
That is Katy Perry, though, so you got 3 points there. Sierra, if you can guess this one, I'll give you 10 points.
Okay. That is Creep by TLC.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
A little before my time, but thank you to my older siblings.
Right, hold on, we're going to set you up with a prize. You know what else I was thinking? So you did. So you gave me Monster. Mm-hmm. Then you gave Kyle Monster. Isn't there another Monster song? Is it, don't tell me. Who is it?
Lady Gaga?
No. Yeah, Lady Gaga has it, but there's another one that just came out. It's not.
There's another one?
Is it not Little Yachty? There's a Monster song that was just out, I feel. Which I thought would have been funny if you had 3 Monster songs in there.
I was trying to go
or Godzilla.
For that. Godzilla.
Godzilla would have been another one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kyle, what's something you're working on for 3 things we need to know?
Scams are on the rise. It will be helpful for you to know what to look out for. I'll fill you in. I'll tell you 3 things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Scams on social media are skyrocketing during the pandemic. The FTC actually says complaints tripled in the last year. So this is happening across all social media platforms. And the scams often involve online shopping, romance scams, and supposed economic relief or income opportunities. Now, this is very beneficial because if you know it's out there and you know they're using these things as scams, you can be more prepared to actually do due diligence before you click pay the card, you know, and give them your credit card information and personal information. So when it comes to relationships, especially new relationships, experts are now saying when it comes to social media, you should soft launch your relationship. This is a new term, soft launching. So when you soft launch a restaurant is when they typically use this term. And what they do is they open it up to just friends and family first before their big grand opening to the public. That's a soft launch.
Yeah.
Well, they say that you should do this on social media as well. If you have a new relationship, you don't just all of a sudden post, we're in love, we're together, and post a bazillion pictures of you and this other person. What they recommend is you first subtly hint by either tagging that person in a couple of photos or maybe posting a picture of the date, but just not you two or the other person, and sort of ease, I guess, your friends and family into seeing you online.
If you take a picture of just your food, how is anybody supposed to know that you're dating somebody in that picture of your food?
Well, some people get really creative with it because they'll take a picture of their own plate, but his hands will be in the picture.
I've seen
so
that.
So you know they're with somebody else or something
plates,
like that.
Your plate and the plate over there across the plate.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So, I mean, just a suggestion from the experts, if you will. This is the third year in the row, and it's happening again, and it is happening right now. Your home can be filled with the scent of Kentucky Fried Chicken for the holidays.
Lame.
That'd
make me so hungry.
Their KFC fire logs are on sale exclusively at Walmart. They're only like $15. So even if you're just like curious as to, you know, or maybe your cooking doesn't smell that great and you'd rather have
Lame.
The smell of KFC.
I mean, it's a great idea, but it's KFC smells so good. I mean, you saw a picture of Prince William standing outside of a KFC. It smells so good. I wouldn't want that in my house.
But some people do. I mean, they sell out like hotcakes. So just know they're for sale right now, and they probably will sell out if they, you know, follow suit of the last couple of years. And that's three things you need to know.
And Rich, you said that you were telling me James Bond movie is going to be free now. Or not free. It's going
to
be on.
They're going to be streaming it. They're going to TV. They decided not to wait for the theaters. But I don't know when it's being released. I think December or something.
I would pay for that. And
yeah,
Kyle,
me too.
I saw this on TikTok. Tom Holland. Did you see him get
Spider-Man
the script?
3.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Happening.
With Zendaya.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.